We are all inhaling in coherence energy. As you keep sending that healing energy from your hearts, see it expanding beyond this room. See it expanding beyond this room. Feel strongly the land of Lemuria, the core energy, the core seed that you come from. Feel the love, feel the strength, feel the compassion and the joy that comes from it. You swam almost, although you were on a boat, you swam with the dolphins and you felt their healing energy. So bring that also back into the room because they are still with you. And let them bring you peace as well as joy. But let them bring you peace, healing and love. And remind you also of your true essence. And keep opening your heart even more, your healing heart. There is truly nothing that the heart cannot mend. As we raise our vibration, our energy, our attention and awareness and focus greatly in our hearts. Expand it even more. And love yourself even more at this moment as you are all connected as one soul. As one soul. Can you feel us all as one? In a space that there is no time, that there is no beginning and no end, there is just an existence of endless, endless love. Can you enter deeper, a bit more into that space, as you are all supporting each other in the coherence of one soul, in the confluence of energies that you are creating together, and the powerful healing and healer that you are using a very powerful tool now that comes from within you like a diamond, and you are in Lemuria and you're sending this energy right now. Can you do it everywhere you go? Feel that love, that strong power of healing energy that exists within you, in every cell of your body. And even those that will hear this message and the channel that will follow, can you join us now in this quantum state and feel that healing energy? Maybe you have someone that needs that energy right now. Can you focus and send that to him or her or them or a group or a situation or a relationship? It doesn't have to be always physical, but there's always somewhere, somehow, someone, someplace that needs that healing energy and it reaches them instantly. So breathe deeply into that healing energy from your heart. That's all you need to know, that it comes from your heart, from your essence of your soul. And you breathe through it and you send it. And that's all you do, you just send it. Do you feel it? Even more, growing, expanding. This vibration doesn't begin and then ends, it keeps going. Whatever you create in any healing situation, it keeps going. This energy that you are creating now in this room with all those that are listening in the future and entering this space, they are all existing with us together in the now, because it is a multi-dimensional energy that touches all the vehicle of lights, all the Merkavas together right now, in the now, at any time in the future. You are Lemurian souls, and those in the group here came on a purpose throughout these days that we journeyed together, each and every one of you accomplish something or some things that they came and meant to do here, whether they are aware of it consciously or where they are not, or maybe the realization will come later. But for many of you, you know it was profound. Some of them come in gentleness, realizations, and some are strong. And some will follow in the weeks and months and even years to come. So anchor yourself deeper into Lemuria in our last meeting here, although it's not really last, because all the days that we have journeyed together still exist. We are still doing our Ao Ao Kai. We are still at the Fern Grotto celebrating the union of our soul. We are still at Waimea Canyon greeting and offering to the ancestors. We are still at the Hindu temple with the Swami, listening to his profound wisdom of enlightenment, illumination, and a new future for Earth that is rising. And we are still here with the dolphins, swimming together. And invite more into your heart the ancestors of the land, your own ancestors, and invite the multidimensional beings, whether you know them by name or not, simply invite them, and the star mothers in this room. Let them sit next to you, let them love you, and send you also their healing energy. And for sure, you are remembering much more now than ever before who you truly are, your magnificence, your divinity, your eternity. Your light. Let us open our hearts one more time in Lemuria, in this group, to the guidance, to the love, to the wisdom, and to the joy from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who just tuned in, this is the last channeling of a time in Kauai. We are in a conference room, and this meeting by itself has turned into a beautiful healing time. And so I want to honor this beautiful energy, and I want to continue it. Dear ones, it's time for some accelerated information. accelerated for so many, known by so many. As time goes by, in this new energy, those who are beginning to awaken to their shamanship will know what I'm going to tell you already. For the information I give is intuitive. It didn't used to be, but now it's beginning to be. And truly, it is about healing. There are many ideas and many subjects and categories of healing. And we've spoken of so many before. I want to stop for a moment. And I want to tell you that this room is absolutely filled with dimensionality that I cannot describe to you. Because things are happening here in the room. For those who are standing, seated, chairs, floor, it doesn't matter. There are awarenesses being expanded as I speak. And the reason is because you asked for it. You say you've come to a nice place to enjoy the excursions and the sacredness, perhaps, of the Lemurian dirt. Perhaps of what happened here eons ago. Perhaps you're starting to remember that you might very well have been on the large mountain when it was a large mountain. Put that aside for a moment, because perhaps you weren't aware that things like this happen here. You gave intent to be aware. Now I'm speaking to those who know what I'm speaking about, the ones who have given intent to be aware. Perhaps you've just come to enjoy the sunshine, but you might sit next to somebody who's come to be aware. And that is free choice, dear ones, and there's no judgment of any of that. Awareness is something that happens because you ask. It's a school, if you want to say that, of energy. And the school of energy works like this. Lifetime after lifetime, you build that which is experience. And experience will often create wisdom. And the next lifetime, you will come in with that experience and wisdom. And esoterically, you continue where you left off. Now, consciousness is different from esoteric awareness. You may be in a low consciousness earth which has learned nothing from generation to generation. That's a lineage of humanity. But at the same time, there is the old soul lineage, which is like a school. And you awaken with more knowledge and more awareness of your Akash, because you asked for that. And then when you've gotten past this shift, dear ones, you're aware that there's more. And some of you have started to ask for more awareness. And dear ones, that's the right thing to ask for. As I said earlier today, intuition, awareness, all of the things that'll help humanity are the things that are being given to you. What is your awareness of healing? Well, the first thing is this question, well, what kind of healing are we speaking of? Let's talk about healing of the heart. There are those in this room who've come for that. Those who've tuned in here and listening, who didn't expect it and need it. This is a heart that perhaps is troubled or dripping with sorrow. Maybe they've had something happen. Maybe they've missed a loved one. Maybe there's been betrayal. And it just seems like when they awaken in the morning, that's what they think about. You talk to a mother who has lost a child, and there's not a day go by that is not in her mind. It's not a day goes by that there is not that remembrance of sorrow of what she's lost. And she is one that I will say, if you're listening, dear, that child is with you right now in a bigger way than just a memory. If you believe it, if you understand about soul sharing, I want you to stand tall and greet that child and heal your heart. The memory will always be there, but you can turn that memory into the joys of when she was with you corporally. And now turn it into the joys you have of part of her soul being with you till your last breath. This is the way it works. There are so many here listening who say, I would like to have a healing of the heart. And so I will ask you, have you asked for awareness? You say, yes, I've asked for this healing for a long time, but didn't ask you that, dear one. I said, have you asked for awareness? Then you might say, well, how is that going to help the healing of my heart? And I'll say again and again, if you are aware of the entourage, of the spark, of the love of God that is here in you, that's the healing. You'll create it from your awareness. There's all kinds of healing, isn't there? But there are things we haven't discussed that much that I want to talk about right now. You might say it's germane to the day. In other words, it's appropriate for the subject at hand and for the healing that you have accomplished in this room. I'm going to start this way. Subject, disease. It seems to be everywhere, does it not? It almost seems like there's so few who haven't experienced that in their family. We've given you information about the battle between light and dark, about the vibrations on the planet. We've even made statements which are eye-rolling to almost every biologist, that there'll come a day when the vibration of consciousness is high enough in biology that the low vibration of disease cannot attach itself. Or when you talk about cancer, it'll be in the dictionary and you'll learn about it instead of in the human beings that are around you. That's where it's going. But let's talk about today. Let's talk about right now. Let's talk about something that is different. I broached this subject long ago in an older energy, but now it's time to bring it forward and speak of it again. I want to talk about inherited disease. It seems like a sad, difficult thing that you were born into a family where the actual potential of the blood is rife and ready for disease. As much as you'd rather not have it, mother, when you give birth, perhaps to a female, the bloodline is disease potential. And it's ready, and you know it's ready. And you can't do anything about it. It's not a reason not to have children, but you know it's there because your mother had it or your sister had it. Sometimes it runs in the men, more often in the women. Seems like a very difficult thing. How do you work with this? Why such a thing exist? I want you to get ready for this. Do you believe that all things are possible in this time, in this age, where you're looking at energy that has never been here before and esoteric realities that you've only just started to realize? Esoteric realities. Multidimensional consciousness shift. We told you for years, 30 years, that your body has a cellular structure which is capable of listening to consciousness. If you want science behind that, it's called epigenetics. Where they're now realizing that the very cells of your body are more reactive to you and your environment than how they were born. In other words, they pay attention to what's around them and react. We've also told you that if you never address your cellular structure with your consciousness, it'll simply do whatever it wants to, including early death. Because nobody's listening, you see. Nobody's talking, you see. We've told you you can lengthen your lifespan if daily you speak to your cellular structure as though it were a workforce for you. You're the boss. We've also told you that what comes out of your mouth is like an order of a menu in a restaurant. And you should watch that which you say because your cells are listening. Well, I want all of you to listen to this, and I want all the cells to be listening to this message, not just in this room. This is an important one. I'm talking right now to those in the future who will slap their heads in realization because they didn't know this, and it makes so much sense. You have a disease potential inheritance. Is it possible to stop that chain? Are you aware of what that does? Have you ever heard of a woman who perhaps has cancer and then would heal it? And then the celebrations would begin and the markers are good, and then it comes back. Seems like a bad joke from nature, doesn't it? That is an inherited disease potential. Because no matter what you do, it's in the blood, you see. Even after it's cured, quote, unquote, it's tough to keep it away. Because you see, it's in the blood. The inheritance potential is still there. So I'm going to tell you something. How would you like to break it? There are those here listening, both in the room and other places, who need to hear this. That even if you have the disease or have been diagnosed with the disease, and you're so afraid that no matter what happens, it's inherited and it's going to be doubly hard to keep it away, you'd be right. But if you could break the chain, somehow change the blood, then what you do from here on sticks, and you don't have to fight the blood, do you? And I'm here to tell you this is a new age. It's a new time for healing with consciousness and help. And the first thing you should know, if this is you, or even begins to be you, or you know somebody who it is. Right now, let's break the chain. And you might say, all right, I'm ready for it. Dear Spirit, you might say, I want awareness. I want something that's going to help humanity. Because I want to stay. I've got teaching to do. I've got things to do. I'm an old soul. I hereby break the disease inheritance from my body. I hereby break the disease inheritance from my body. I therefore am not one to have it in my blood. And then it begins. This is not just an affirmation, because suddenly your body is listening. And when you start the cures, and when you start all the things that are going to work, it doesn't come back. It doesn't fight you. Oh, here's a big question, young mother. I'm talking to young mothers right now, and I know who's listening into the future, young mother. You've been diagnosed with a disease. Here's your question. If I break the chain and the healing is complete and I move forward in life, will it apply to my children? Answer, oh, yes, it will. You broke the chain. You're not going to pass it on. All that follow you in that chain of your inheritance will no longer have that. And that's a promise. Only later will these things be shown to be true and mysterious. When they're able to show the propensities in the DNA for the disease in your blood. And they will wonder why the children don't have it. And you did. Until you broke the chain. So you started this time, did you not, with your hands in the air? And you turned them toward the Kahuna Kale. And you sent healing energy to her in the best you can. And you gave the chant, the best you can. And it may not have been in the language that it was written in, but the intent was still there. We have one more thing to do right now. Kale, the chain is broken of your inheritance of disease. Kale, the chain is broken of your inheritance of disease. Kale, the chain is broken in the inheritance of your disease. And that means that what follows is that your blood will not fight your cure. And that will make the difference, my dear. And that's what you needed to hear to win the battle. Blessed are those in the room who've understood what has happened today and what may be next. Continue this battle of dark and light, and light will win. And so it is.